Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
And yes, that was the version of Jerry Rafferty's song Baker Street. And no, I wasn't asking. Oh. And that was the Foo Fighters version. And welcome to. I know, sorry.
It's like 2:02 or something. We're already in the.
It's 2:18. I know, I had to giddy up. Welcome, boys and girls, on this 24th day of June. What?
I'm not on.
That's. I did that on purpose, honestly. Okay.
I know you did. And you can't make that stuff 20. Up.
He who controls the mute button controls the world. That's what they say.
That's true.
That is quite true. You're right. Anyways, welcome, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Tufts University. And wow, we have a great show for you coming up. And it is 70 degrees here. And on the SWAS meter.
70?
It is 70 degrees. On the SWAS meter, it is probably about an 8.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think, Chris? Well, I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. Sitting across from me is...
6.9.
is the beautiful Tina Marie.
It's a
and
sexy SWAS course, meter.
The other one sitting across from me is the sexy... Funny man.
Christopher Ridgeway. The Burt Reynolds of comedy.
The swoop meter is not that high.
The swoop meter.
It's only like a 2.
What are you talking about?
The swoop meter. It's only like a 2.
Because you know how the equator works. Down lower, it's hotter. And yeah. Up north, it's... You've been on planet Earth
but
before.
But I thought heat rises, bro. Heat rises.
I won't say what I called the other thing.
What thing? Oh.
You say swass and swoob.
Oh, the twint meter?
No!
Swagina?
Swissy. The swissy meter.
Anyway,
I'm a swissy meteorologist.
Security just walked by the window.
Welcome to...
I think we're leaving. It's not even 2:30 yet.
It's some old Bob Billings McCain's ready to get us out.
It only took us 15 minutes.
15 minutes? It took us 5 seconds of talking.
Getting nasty mode.
The town folk are out there with their pitchforks and torches.
Anyways, you guys want to hear something, obviously you can hit us up on our Facebook. And there is a new number here now. It is 781-350-3264. So play that number tonight. Yeah. And the Skype name is WMFO/dash DJ.
Wasn't that your porn name, Dash DJ?
Yeah.
It actually...
Dash DJ and his adventures in Swagina.
I think he's on volume 15.
Swoobin' it.
Swoobin' it.
Is that Sweatin' Woburn?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, that's Swoburn?
Yeah.
Right.
Sweaty Woburn.
Well, Woburn is pretty sweaty all the time. Anyway, kids. If you want to hear anything.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
I believe our friend of mine has some really cool music, which I will play if you want, because apparently our chords don't... They're not long enough.
Need those extends tablets.
I hate when that happens, when your cord's not long
enough. Do you want to do that later in the show? We'll do the shout outs and all that other chicanery first, and then we'll do it in the second hour?
We will be back. I'm going to play a song. We'll definitely be back with shout outs. And
and later we may go Facebook Live and show Swoobin' Swass.
Swoobin' Swass and Swunt.
I thought Swissy was more appropriate.
No, I didn't think so.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. All right, you guys want to hear anything? And
even follow up with that?
Oh boy.
How do you?
How do you?
All right. Tina Marie, tell us what we're listening to.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back with your shout outs.
I'm taking a dive.
Rolling and riding and sleeping and sliding, it's magic. even when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep on searching all around, looking for my street corner girl.
That's right, boys and girls, little Led Zeppelin, actually a lot of Led Zeppelin for you. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here in 70 degrees.
It's only 70 out?
It's only 70, I know.
Can you hear me?
Yes, why?
I don't know, this sounds weird.
It's 70 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, kids. And we are okay. It's that time, 2:31 in the afternoon, and welcome back. And we are going to do our weekly shout outs and where we appreciate you boys and girls for listening in. I know you have like 3-4 papers, maybe. Yeah,
that's going into some kind of Hall of Fame.
So take it away, Tina Marie.
Okie dokie. Jennifer Kanarazinski Leadham. Myron Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Yes.
Get some good breakfast. I hear there's a line.
You need to check it out.
I hear there's a line going on the weekend.
That's great.
That's great. They're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
Yes.
Playing that baby making music.
Playing that smooth jazz music. Oh.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of the Lounge. Thursdays from 8 to 10.
Mama?
Yes?
I think we have our first caller on the new line.
That was him.
It better not be Nick. Oh, it is. Never mind.
You pretend you're somebody. I do it all the time.
Michael Bobo.
Yes.
Captain Wayno.
Captain Wayno.
Listen it in.
I haven't heard from him this week.
I know, right?
Which
he didn't
is
even
unusual.
Text you earlier. Wayne, you got to change your contact to put the new number in.
That's right.
781-350-3264.
That's right.
Pauly B.
It's 3264. It's half of 64.
It is. That's an
32.
Easy way to remember it.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. It's an easy way to remember it.
I'm a mathematician.
It's like a math equation, spinning tunes. What are you? What else are you doing?
It's a mnemonic device.
Trust me, you never know what's going on in his brain.
Is that like the $6 million man? Wasn't he mnemonic?
Yeah, he was mnemonic.
A hydraulic, mnemonic, bionic.
Steve Austin.
Kenny Melanson. Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Sandra Andorine at Sandra Network in Peabody.
Yes.
Katie Lyons Tardif, Jim, and those crazy bunch of kids on that big yellow bus.
Absolutely.
Number 93.
Mayhem ensues.
Is bus number 93 still active right now, or is it being that, you know, summer months? Are they?
Well, Everett's still in school.
Nikki, are they calling me again? All right, hold on. Mama?
What?
Just one sec.
We have a phone call.
WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
Okay. Hi, you people from MEFA. I got a request. Since Keith Emerson put a bullet to his head, play something by ELP.
What?
What?
Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Keith Emerson.
I just played an ELO song.
No. ELP.
ELP.
Emerson
Lake and Palmer. Lake.
And I don't understand what you're saying.
We only have a two-hour
Keith
show,
Emerson,
so I don't know if we can...
to his head.
Wow.
He committed suicide.
Well, yeah, really?
When did it happen? March.
Yeah, a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dead.
Who's this calling in?
So if you like, maybe play a carcass or pictures at an exhibition... or Fanfare for the Common Man.
So we don't really do a prog rock
Welcome
show
back,
here?
My friend, to the show that never ends.
Wow.
From the beginning. Lucky Man. Any of them ring a bell?
And who's calling in? Yes.
This is Vinny from MEFA.
Vinny from MEFA.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's appropriate.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vinny.
I remember MFO used to have this crazy commercial. How do you like to listen to your favorite radio station? On the comfy chair. That was a long time ago.
So you're dating yourself is what you're saying.
Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm saying. Even with ELT, I'm dating myself. Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Vinny, for calling in.
We have a two-hour show. I don't know if we can play prog rock on a two-hour show. But thank you.
Ciao.
All right. See you later, Vinny from MEDFA.
Thank you.
Okay, so now that we've gone through the depressing Emerson put a bullet through his head.
I thought that was Frankie at first.
I thought it was Frankie.
I thought it was Frankie at first.
Yeah.
But then when he started talking.
I thought it was Frankie at first, or that was Frankie and Brigano?
Good one. We're high-fiving now.
Here you go.
All right. Well, that's good.
Oh, where was I?
Start at the top.
That came in on the new phone line, huh?
Yeah.
That was smooth transition.
Smooth criminal.
We just got to get the number out there now so people can call the right number.
We have got the number out.
Well, apparently that guy knew it.
Me, yourself, and Chris has all said the new number.
You mean 781-350-3264, which 32 is times 2 is 64?
Yeah.
I believe that would be the number.
Yeah.
I think it's 350.
350.
Yes, there is no O.
Oh.
Oh, there's an O.
Oh, there's an O.
Trust me, there's an O.
I'm street. I don't say zero. I just say O. I cut it down to O. I don't need no zero.
He dumps it down. You have to say, I always say zero. That's weird.
He's saving time.
When I'm down south, I say zero.
And I'm dumber than you.
Zero.
And I always say zero.
You can't dumb it down anymore.
No, you can't really.
Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan, Phil Fleming.
She's in a Canavan down by the river?
She is. Over in Somerville.
Have fun at the Mystic.
She's packed.
Watch out for the crabs.
She's packed over
There's
on
no
the opposite
crabs in
side.
The Mystic?
How do you know?
Oh, all right.
Maybe when a certain
not,
lady's
not the
laying
one,
there.
Not the ones we talk about. I mean,
she's on the Somerville Mystic Riverside. in her can of van.
You know, I once went to a restaurant and I asked the waitress if she had crabs. She said, I'll have to check with the chef. I said, why? Are you sleeping with them?
How do I not have a rim shot for that?
I don't know. Anytime Chris starts with something, you should have it ready.
I know. You're absolutely right.
You know what it is? I figured out, doesn't it sound much clearer? That's why I thought something was wrong. Do you hear, like, there's no, like, static? We can't hear the air conditioner? Maybe it's the new updates they're doing.
He's doing a hell of a job over there.
I don't think he can hear us in that room.
He's got his Phillips head screwed on.
Let's just all stare at him.
He's got his Phillips head.
Hey, he was just walking around with a cordless drill. Watch out.
That's right.
He just drilled that phone in right into the wall.
Yeah, he did.
And that is not code for anything. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL.
Who's actually in Boston this week?
Oh, she is. Yeah. She's visiting.
Yeah, she's here, seeing all her old peeps up here. Yep.
All right. Steph's making the rounds through Faneuil Hall. Frankie and Bergamo.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
I don't know. It just sounded right.
It did. It's like, I guess.
Dorky.
Denise Fioretti Mamelet, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack, and Janice.
Big Jack.
Cab number 19, well wishes for Chet. Hope you're feeling better.
Yes.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. Christine Fantasiastic.
She's fantasiastic.
She is. Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Bob and Gigi. Irish Eddie, Codea, Jen, and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean.
Brian Scalabrini again?
Yep. Again.
What's up, Scal?
I love Scal listens to our show.
Yeah.
I know. He's cool.
Next time, can you do me a favor? Can you have Paul Pierce over your house? Because I'd like if he would listen to the show, too.
Yeah, that would be cool. But didn't he move away, Paul Pierce?
He's got internet.
He lives in California now.
Oh.
I think he has the internets. Don't worry.
The internets.
Yeah. The internets. The interwebs.
Yeah.
I'm not on the onlines. I don't get the emails.
Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons.
Fake name.
Joanne Riddle. It's not a fake name. His brother's name is Michael.
I've never got any Scali bread from him.
Michael
not
Scali.
Once.
Michael and Rocco Scali, my cousins.
Michael and Rocco.
Yep. Rocco's older.
Sounds made up.
Who's younger, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh. So it means Rocco's older, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Did I break your concentration?
Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Che, and Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamaco Moquin. And those are your shout-outs for June 24th.
Thank you very much, Miss Beautiful Tina Marie.
Thank you.
For those shout-outs.
I want to thank you for playing that little Pulp Fiction drop.
I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Do you want to hear something that I read a while ago?
Sure.
No.
It's War and Peace. I hope you have plenty of time. So... Quentin Tarantino would like to make a spin-off of Pulp Fiction where it's just Jules after he leaves.
He's just walking the earth and doing good deeds.
Whoa.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Your microphone wasn't even on. No, I was trying to shut hers off.
It wasn't?
It wasn't even on, but you could hear him through your microphone.
Oh, wow. I just thought it was me. Thought I couldn't hear anything. I'm here. I had a tumor. I was going to have you guys drop me up to Mass General.
Well, now you are allowed to talk.
In Mass Ionia.
Wait. Yeah,
so it looks like that, I don't know if you'd ever noticed that Tarantino movies, it's like this is the fourth movie by Quentin, the fifth. He's only going to do 10 movies and then he's going to retire.
From what?
From making movies. he's done after his 10th movie.
What number is he on?
Eight.
Wow.
Hateful Eight.
Oh,
so
yeah, Hateful Eight. Yeah.
Let's
the
hope.
The Hateful Eight.
Let's
that
hope.
Was a great movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God. You have to see it, Chris. Great movie.
I don't watch
great
movies.
Great movie.
I just stare at the ceiling all day. Well, make my own movies in my head.
Didn't we watch that one night?
Yes. A couple
twice.
Nights.
Yeah, because yeah. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting if he did make one of his last two movies. It's going to be the Jules movie.
Oh, right.
Just have him walking the earth afterwards, after he leaves the diner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That would be...
He's awesome. He really is.
Yeah.
I love every one of his movies ever.
Yeah, they're all good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make a bad movie yet.
All right, kids. So, it is June 24th, right?
Yes.
And it is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh, no way.
It is.
It is.
I work from home, so well, I guess I have to go to work.
Yeah,
well, you could have brought him in.
Well, you know, if you wanted to be annoyed by an 8-month-old puppy.
It's International Fairy Day, which I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, Tinkerbell. Today's Tinkerbell Day.
If fairies. And it,
what was Jiminy Cricket then?
It's National Pralines Day.
Oh, pralines. Those are those long cookies.
Yeah.
Those long, so, tubular. They're tubular.
That's your national days, which I love to
make up.
I didn't make them up. They're national days. I'm not even kidding.
I'm just teasing you.
Anyways, okay. 2:45 in the afternoon. You listen to the Giddy Up. And, Chris, do you have something?
I have a lot of things. Do you want to do it right now? Do you want to spin the wheel, or do you want
to
wait?
How about this? We'll play a song. We'll come back closer to the 3 o'clock hour. And Chris has a lot of great info, a lot of great music, too. So you let me know however you want to run that. It's a new segment.
Yeah, how about if we do it after news?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right, brother. All right, sounds good. All right, take us away, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.